Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Wednesday, December 5th, 2018. Today is International Volunteers Day, designated by the United Nations in 1985 as an international observance to celebrate the power and potential of volunteerism. At the beginning of the week, users of the Berlin U-Bahn had to expect cancellations and delays on almost all lines. Passengers on the U6 and U8 lines were particularly affected, with three trains not being available for operation in the morning rush hour. According to the BVG, 13 trains were missing in the morning alone. Only lines U1, U4, and U5 are said to not have been affected by failures. On the U7 line at 9:30 a.m., two train journeys in a row from Rudow to the Spandau Town Hall were canceled. The next train was then not only delayed for another 4 minutes, but was also so crowded that a young woman suffered a circulatory breakdown because of the narrowness and the bad air. Passengers helped the collapsed woman out of the car at the Kleistpark station. In view of the continuing operational problems, the Berlin Passenger Association, IGUB, has now called for an emergency timetable to be drawn up for the underground. IGUB spokesman Jens Wiesecke said on Monday that Berlin needs a timetable that passengers can rely on. Among other things, Wiesecke proposes not to reopen the U55 line from Hauptbahnhof to the Brandenburg Gate and focus on other lines. The little-used line through the government district is to be put back into operation on December 11th after a 6-month interruption in construction. It would also be possible to extend the interval from 5 minutes to 10 minutes on less heavily used sections of other rush hour routes. However, longer trains are used for this purpose. Wiesecke added that, quote, if the BVG does not have enough trains ready to run, it must adapt the timetable offer to the real conditions. Which measures are the most appropriate would ultimately have to be decided by the transport companies themselves. Delays and train cancellations have been increasing on the Berlin Underground for weeks now. The main reasons are the many technical problems with old vehicles, some of which have been in use for 50 years. The situation is currently being aggravated by an above-average level of sick leave among drivers and in workshops. According to BVG spokesperson Petra Ritz, more than 1 out of 10 people have called in sick. In addition to the relief for families through the free student ticket and free food in primary schools, the Red Red Green Coalition attaches importance in its supplementary budget for 2018-2019 to building up further reserves for worse times as far as possible. Udo Wolf, leader of the parliamentary group on the left, stated that, quote, we now have money. This will create room to maneuver in the years to come. The political groups have changed the Senate's draft budget and approved a total of 1.2 billion euro for these 2 years. A major part of this is the 310 million euros for the digitization of the authorities. The Senate wanted to fix this sum for the next few years as so-called commitment appropriations. The political groups, on the other hand, have already placed the money in an earmarked reserve. In return, they reduced the planned debt repayment. The budget experts rededicated further expenditures from the draft of the Senate. Finance Senator Matthias Kollatz of the SPD has, quote, very highly set the additions of equity capital for a housing company for school construction and the capital for the fund for the purchase of new S-Bahn cars. These items have now been reduced to finance the wishes of parliamentarians. The Berliner Bäderbetriebe is now also being given rich consideration. The coalition wants to increase their equity capital by 60 million euros. The parliamentary leader of the left commented that, quote, this diminishes the last argument that they can't get anything right because of scarcity of resources. In addition, the current subsidies for the baths will increase from 52 to 59.5 million euros per year. Because parliamentarians have long been dissatisfied with the pool and spa management, which has not been able to spend the available funds, and, despite additional money, is annoying many customers, the pool companies are now to be supported by other state companies in their investment activities. Water companies or the real estate management company BIM might be considered here. The hospital groups Vivantes and Charité will receive additional money only under the condition that they dissolve their subsidiaries for therapists and pay all employees at regular rates. Vivantes had already received 300 million euros from the Senate for the renovation of the Neukölln Hospital. The Charité is to renovate operating theaters on the campus in Mitte with 30 million euros. The coalition has also secured the 330 million euros that Berlin will have to provide as co-financing for the renovation and expansion of the Museum of Natural History, in addition to the equal federal contribution. Changes are imminent in the management level of the Berlin police. According to the Berliner Morgenpost, Jutta Pozuczek, head of the Department for State Security responsible for politically motivated offenses, is to be promoted. On Wednesday, she is to be appointed executive director by Police Commissioner Barbara Slovic. After the retirement of the current incumbent Bernard Kufka, Pozuczek could take over as head of Directorate 1, responsible for Reinickendorf and Pankow. The personnel change is controversial, for under Pozuczek's leadership, the officers of the anti-terrorist department were accused of several omissions in the case of the attacker at Breitscheidplatz. In a meeting of the House of Representatives Committee of Inquiry, Pozuczek had also tried to play down the significance of the terrorist, who later became the assassin, during the observation by state protectors. It is said that Jörg Wuttig, the former head of the Operations Directorate, will take over Directorate 5, which is responsible for Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg and Neukölln. Oliver Stepien, the current head of LKA Department 6, which is responsible for Special Operations Forces, is to become the head of the Department of Police President Slovic. 6 weeks after the spectacular robbery of a money transporter near Alexanderplatz, police have arrested a suspect. The 38-year-old was arrested on Friday under the urgent suspicion of having attacked and robbed the money transporter together with four other men on October 19th. On the run, the men fired shots at a police car. Therefore, the suspect is accused of attempted murder as well as serious robbery. During a search of his apartment, the Criminal Investigation Department found evidence related to the robbery. The man has been issued a warrant for his arrest and is currently in custody. As previously reported on Berlin Briefing, on the morning of October 19th, five masked men, some armed with submachine guns, had hit the money transporter in Schillingstrasse near Alexanderplatz with two cars. The perpetrators then threatened the drivers of the transporter and broke open the two rear doors with a large expansion device, took out eight money boxes, and loaded them into one of their two cars. When they escaped, they lost one of the boxes, and a few streets further on, they fired out of the window at a police car. One of the getaway cars in Kreuzberg was damaged, and in the end, the thieves left the car containing the seven money boxes to escape in the second car. The police later searched for a silver BMW 2 Series, which was seen in the area at the time of the crime. The robbers may have had other supporters nearby. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You can also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.